and welcome into episode number 257. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
This is the We Don't Know Either podcast. You came for interesting facts. We are going to give you those facts.
Probably. Mostly interesting, at least.
I think that they're interesting. I'm excited to talk about interesting things. Two quick housekeeping things before we start off, which we don't normally do, but I'm going to do today because I want to. It's the Super Bowl week, or the big game week, if you're one of our venues that's definitely not showing it. You know. So we'd have no trivia on that Sunday. It's an off day.
Yes.
So, you know, have less fun doing other things, I guess.
Go eat your 35,000 calories at your friend's house instead of...
Yeah, exactly.
Well, there goes my first fact.
Right. I have to start buying avocados, you know, weeks in advance so I have enough for my guacamole. actually, that's every day of my life.
Yeah.
And then also, we're doing Dirty Sexy Trivia on Valentine's Day.
Here in D.C.
Yes, if you are in D.C., please come.
Or just want to make the rundown.
No, if you want to come out and make the trip, we're happy to have you.
Yeah, absolutely. DistrictTrivia.com/Dirty Trivia. Check it out. It's going to be awesome. I know that I put in a thousands upon thousands orders of condoms, and it's just going to be a lot of fun.
Right. And for those of you out in Portland or up in Boston or everywhere else we are, go ahead and annoy your venues and tell them that you want to do it there, too.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be awesome.
We can't guarantee condoms in Portland.
No.
That's true. Very true. But there's
a good interesting fact. How many condoms is the D.C. Department of Health giving to us for our Dirty Sexy Trivia event?
It is over 3,000.
Yeah,
I
it's
can
a lot
say
of condoms.
Because I picked them out. So we need a lot of people to show because otherwise I'm going to have all of these extra things. I'm like, I don't know what to do. Just hand them out. Like
throw them
confetti.
Like confetti.
Yeah. Which Penn Social will charge an extra fee if you bring confetti in. So I need to make sure that doesn't count.
Qualify. Right.
Okay. So who wants to start?
I can start.
You can start. You're going to kick us off.
Yeah. And this is
a football reference.
This is more in, I think, Lindsay's wheelhouse
than
it is in Michael.
I'm still bitter that I got that Taylor Swift question wrong from a while ago. About,
right. I assumed it was 100% meant for you. Like Michael happened to be in the room. That was how that went.
Yeah, no, I'm mad that I didn't know that baby one. We were talking about the Gorgeous from her new album and ended up being Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively's baby's voice saying that, which is amazing, and I should have known. I'm bitter. Right.
She actually got a credit on the album, by the way.
Oh, that's amazing.
All right, so Star Wars.
Star Wars, yes.
Okay.
Star Wars. You're both familiar with the character C-3PO.
Yes.
Okay. In the first one, A New Hope.
Okay.
Four.
You're like chronologically.
Episode 4, A New Hope. Okay.
Episode 1, what?
In that one, when Luke Skywalker is first introduced to C-3PO, when he buys him from the scavengers.
Yes.
He said, how many languages do you speak?
Uh-huh.
Okay. He said 6 million. I'm fluent in 6 million forms of communication. That number changed in The Force Awakens.
Really?
Yes. He made a comment about how many, you know, forms of communication he was fluent in The Force Awakens. Okay. So the number between A New Hope and A Force Awakens went up.
Okay.
How
I was going to say, was he suffering from like deterioration
memory loss
or something? Or did they go up and he learned more things? And because droids are really sentient, and we should really have a conversation about droid culture in the Star Wars galaxy, but
entirely different podcast.
Because they clearly have feelings.
Yeah, one would think. They can sense pain, feel pain. Yeah.
Well, I was just going to say the frustration of C-3PO having to deal with R2-D2 through the first original trilogy.
Right.
Just that frustration of like...
Why haven't they taken over and said, oh, your flesh bodies, you know?
Asimov, I think. The three rules of robotics, they're not allowed to.
Mm.
That would be my guess. Yeah. So
mm-hmm.
even in a faraway galaxy.
Mm.
Well, hang on. Doesn't R2-D2 zap somebody? Pokes him or something.
Yeah, R2-D2 does a little bit. And BB-8 goes...
Yeah, BB-8.
Well, in The Last Jedi, BB-8 does some things that I don't think droids really... I mean, there's a lot of things he did.
Right.
At one point, he's like mass, machine gun style shooting those coins. And this is just a lot.
Right.
I have my thoughts on The Last Jedi if anyone wants to talk to me about it.
I haven't seen it yet.
So you're asking us.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah. There's also the robot in there's robot bounty hunters.
There are robot bounty hunters.
And there are robot, what was the robot in Rogue One?
There's a droid and what is it?
Whatever.
Eight or something. I don't know. It's the guy. I can't picture his actual name because it's the guy from Firefly.
You know what?
Alan
Tudyk. Yeah, thank you. But yeah, that's. I mean,
damn,
he does a lot of things.
KS-8.
Yeah. So yeah, how many forms of communication is C-3PO upgraded to by the time of The Force Awakens?
8 million.
So you want? Do you want the? I'm sorry. Do you want the difference?
There's my blindfolded dart right there.
Sure.
Do you want the difference or do you want the total number of languages?
Either way, I can do the math.
Okay. So 2 million more. That's a very high number.
Yeah.
That was a lot of time between that first
30 years.
Yeah.
Specifically.
Yeah.
The exact amount of time, I can tell you.
Unfortunately, that was not the question.
No.
That
would have been a good question.
That would have been a good question.
But you knew the answer to that. So conversely to how Michael does things, I ask questions that you don't already know the answer to.
I am so ready for this week. You have no idea.
His mom was even giving him crap.
Yeah. I know. He was telling me about that. He's so bitter.
Okay. I think that 2 million seems high, so I'm going to say 7 million.
7 million. So total. 1 million. So
1 million.
So 2 million extra is way high. 1 million extra is right on the money.
Yes.
I thought you were going to say 2 million was too many. So I'm going to go 7 million more.
Right.
Or maybe it's 10. I have no reference because I don't know really what C-3PO is doing, which is my critique of this relaunch of this franchise, is really what happened in those 30 years. That's the interesting part. How did the galaxy
next
just...
set of movies.
Give me a flashback. I want to know how it became so bad because everything after Return of the Jedi was pretty chill. Just anyway.
How did it all go wrong?
No, seriously.
How did it all fall apart again?
How did they rise to power? How did the First Order become a thing? Questions on questions on questions.
Well, that's an entirely new trilogy that's outside of this. You think Disney's not going to make a movie a year forever? You'll get it.
So.
You'll get it eventually.
Yeah.
Well,
you'll take your kids to see it.
I can tell you what, that this Han Solo movie doesn't even have a trailer yet, and it's supposed to come out this year. And it's very concerning, and it's going to be terrible, but I'm still going to go see it.
I think it's going to be awesome. If for one reason, Donald Glover plays Lando Calrissian.
I know. I'd love Donald Glover. I needed him to be in more Marvel movies. Okay. Tell us more.
Tell you more?
Like, tell us
like
the
tell
answer.
You who's right?
Yeah.
Lindsay nailed it. 7 million forms of communication. Okay. He upgraded by 1 million forms of communication in the 30 years that take place between... A New Hope and... Wait, is it 30 years between A New Hope and Force Awakens or 30
or
years between
Return of the Jedi?
Return of the Jedi.
Okay. So between A New Hope and Force Awakens, he's upgraded by 1 million forms of communication. So Lindsay absolutely nailed it. And the moral of this interesting fact, we're adding morals in now to her interesting fact, apparently, is it's never too late to learn a new language.
It's never too late to learn a new language. How many Rosetta Stone CDs would that take?
Most of them. All of them?
All of them.
Would be my guess. Yeah.
I guess at that point, he probably's got a little... SD card.
Well,
maybe.
No. here's the thing. You can have an entire movie about C-3PO and his forms of communication. C-3PO and his interpretive dance. C-3PO and clicking and squeaks.
Well, if you saw me a minute ago when I got it right, you would have seen that.
The robot
interpretive dance.
Yeah.
My droid dance.
Right.
I would love to see that. It's like, C-3PO, no Spanish? No, don't know Spanish.
Right. Ooh, wow.
7 million.
Yeah. Should
Spanish?
Add that one. Not on the list.
Not on the list.
Cool. I love C-3PO. He's fun. I think he gets a bad rap for being concerned about things. He's like, hey, here's an actual problem. Even though sometimes he's a jerk. Whatever. Michael.
Okay.
I don't want to go down my rabbit hole of talking more about these movies and how angry.
No, happy to step in. So speaking of Star Wars. Specifically
really?
Wars. Specifically Wars.
Okay.
Oh, Wars.
Flamethrower.
Flamethrower. Cool.
True.
Flamethrowers. Damn it. Flamethrowers.
Yes.
Okay. In how many U.S. states are flamethrowers legal?
That is a good question. No.
I got the hesitation from both of you. I have redeemed myself for this week. I am fine.
Yeah.
Okay. So the legality of flamethrowers.
Yes.
I actually know some folks that own them, and I can't say who or where because maybe it's not legal in this state. So we got to figure they're legal in Texas. So definitely more than one.
So here's the question is that, okay, so guns are legal in all 50 states.
That's true.
Right.
Oh, does the right to bear arms include the right
throwers.
To bear firearms? Firearms.
Wow.
I'm leaving. I'm taking my headphones off and I'm leaving.
Thank you for listening to the We Don't Know Either podcast.
Okay, this is the second time in a week that I've had somebody threaten to walk out of a room on my bad puns.
Yeah. I'm actually surprised that number is so low.
Yeah.
Now, to give you some perspective.
It is only Monday,
I'm sorry. Did you want me to recount what the story was? Okay, well. So it was an NHL. It was a gif of a play. The Calgary Flames did this amazing, like, tic-tac-toe play. And I said, Joey, you got to look at this gif. It's amazing. And he goes, oh, my gosh, that's wild. And I said, no, that's the Flames.
You posted that on your Twitter, didn't you?
I did.
Because I actually did. I read that and then shut off my Twitter. I'm like, nope. That's enough internet for today.
So here's a question for you.
Yeah. All right?
As a person.
That is me.
I'm assuming that the man you spend the most time with is most likely Joey.
Yes.
Right. There's a number
around.
Of hours that are there where you two are together.
That's true.
Number two on that list quite possibly could be me.
Yes, that's
right?
true.
That's so the two men in your life that you spent the most time with both have threatened to walk out of the room on you.
Yeah, it's a problem.
I think this might be time for some personal reflection.
It's time for me to get a flamethrower because I'm assuming that they're legal in Virginia as well.
Okay. I'll give you a slight hint.
Okay.
Private ownership of a flamethrower is not restricted by any federal law.
Any federal law. So yeah. It's only state laws.
So it's only state laws.
I'm going to go 46.
Okay.
I'm going to say there's four states that are party poopers.
Okay. Lindsay.
I agree with Nick that it would be a very high percentage of states.
Okay.
I don't know. I would imagine some of the New England states that are more densely populated wouldn't think that that's a good idea. But then again, they have a lot of the probably foliage. What is it called?
Foliage.
I can't never say that word. Yeah. I don't know why I tried. I can say deciduous, though. So they have a lot of foragery.
Sure.
I don't know. They have a lot of trees that you would want a flamethrower for. I don't know. I don't feel like that's good, but I don't know the proper.
Wait, your use of a flamethrower in this scenario is to burn down a forest?
No, it's just practical. You got a lot of logs.
Okay. Well,
you want to clear land for a pool, maybe? I don't know.
I understand, they do fire lines a lot in California.
Sure, when you're fighting fires, you do fire breaks.
Right.
So you burn down a section of forest with a controlled burn that would prevent the fire from jumping the break and continuing on.
Right, but I don't think those guys are going around with, like, long stick matches either. You know,
no, true, but there's a difference between legal and used for,
very
like,
true.
Tanks are illegal everywhere in the country, but there are...
Unfortunately.
Right, there are U.S. police departments all over the country that have, like, tank analogs, right? The U.S. Army has tanks.
True.
So
that's confirmed.
I know I'm out on a limb there.
Okay.
But, yeah, I would say, like states that are high, like, fire things would be anti-fire. So, like, California would be like, no, nobody can have a flamethrower. No, you all can go away.
Right.
Yes. Okay.
So,
what's your guess, Lindsay?
Oh, dang it. Go away. I was going to make a water pun, but I was missing it. go jump in a pool. No. Okay. So I'm not going to say 50 because I do agree with you.
Right.
The, like,
you
Pacific
think it's high.
Northwest. Right. Yeah. I think 46 is pretty close, but I'll go lower than that and I'll price is right you and I'll say 36.
Should have gone the other way.
Was it 50?
48.
Okay. Oh, dang it.
Now, Nick, in your thing, California,
right,
is indeed one of the states that doesn't allow it.
Okay.
Oh, Michael, how sad for you and your upbringing.
Very much so.
Right. No flamethrowers as a child.
No legal flamethrowers.
No legal flamethrowers as a child.
I do not admit to anything.
You are an Eagle Scout.
Yes,
as am I.
Yes.
You have played with flamethrowers of some form or function. Aerosol cans and matches are fun.
District trivia.
Mom, I have never done such a thing.
City trivia does not endorse any usage of aerosol cans or matches. We also do not say that playing with fire can be fun.
Right. Yes. What's the other
Why state? Do I feel like you should go before the podcast and do like a monotone, like with music in the background?
I'm not saying what I individually do or do not do when it comes to fire.
The thoughts and viewpoints of the people on the We Don't Hear the Podcast are not.
So what's the other state?
Ooh, yeah. Again, I got to go Pacific Northwest. It's got to be Oregon, Washington, you know, somewhere in that general vicinity. Like Lindsay said, highly wooded, fire ravaged areas.
But when I think of Pacific Northwest, I think of rain.
No, that is true. You're not wrong there.
And twilight. Oh,
sorry,
gosh.
To our Bridgetown listeners.
I do. I mean, if you go through and find the most famous book setting in each state, I would bet that Twilight is going to be Washington's.
Okay. All right. Book set in which the Maine would be a Stephen King novel.
Sure. Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
I'm sure that there's a list, and I'll look for it.
Lindsay,
to the
guest,
he's saying Pacific Northwest.
He's
wrong,
by the way.
Oh, he is wrong. Okay, I'm going to say Hawaii.
Okay.
That is a great guess.
That's
Thank you.
Really
I just think
they
have a lot of tropical birds that, you know, you don't want to aim for.
Alaska? Alaska is a very highly wooded area.
None of the above. No. I'll just go ahead and give it to you.
Uh-huh.
Maryland.
Really?
Yeah. So, unfortunately, much like me, Nick, unfortunately for you,
yeah.
you were
your
not
children.
Never grew
up,
and your children.
And my children, yeah. No flamethrowers for any of them.
So, California and Maryland, the only two states restricting flamethrowers.
That is a weird list.
That is
why?
Why?
Like California, I can justify. Yeah. I can absolutely come up with a reason for that. But Maryland, I've lived in Maryland my entire life. There's nothing that immediately comes to mind that would say no flamethrowers.
If I had to guess, it's a lot like product warnings. There was an incident.
There was an incident.
There's laws.
After everything finished, like, okay, that's it. No more flamethrowers. You guys lost that privilege.
Yeah, do not use your straightening iron while in the bathtub eating cake.
Yes.
That is oddly specific. Like, why that? Yeah. Right. So, yeah, there was probably a very large fire somewhere along the way.
Shower caps made to fit one head.
Right. Why?
Somebody.
Why does that need to happen? Yes.
All right, Maryland. Cool.
Maryland and California.
Wow, Michael. Way to go.
Thank you.
You are excellent.
We did
at your
not
facts.
Know anything about that this week.
I'm a little scared for next week, to be honest. I'm like, this one I was very proud of. I found it. I went immediately, yes.
Yeah. So far this year, you're 1 for 4.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Happy 2018.
1 for 5. 1 for 5.
Okay. Yeah. I want to go to my fact because it's actually timely. And we don't normally do these a lot, but we know that this episode is in the week leading up to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
So you got Patriots, Eagles. Pick whatever. Sometimes
Yay.
We do predictions. Whatever. I'm going to be in Disney World, right. So whatever.
Yep.
Even though I hope for my friends in Philadelphia, I'm rooting for you and all my friends that used to work there. Yeah.
You're from Philly. As a DC native, yeah. I don't know who to vote, who to root for.
My room at home, or at my parents' house, formerly the house I lived at, is painted Eagles colors. I have a Brian Dawkins autographed jersey. Anyway, I'm rooting for him, but not enough to not go to Disney World and enjoy it.
Sure.
That's not related to my fact.
Okay.
So how much this year will the winners of the winning team get paid in bonuses? So what is the bonus for a player that wins the Super Bowl this year?
Is it the same per player?
Or I thought it was by contract.
Is there like a league? Are you looking for like the league bonus?
I'm looking for the amount listed in my For the Win article I found.
Okay. Right. Because I think, Michael, I think you're right. I think there are certain players that have extra bonuses
in their contracts
on things like that.
So this has got to be a league bonus, I would think.
It would be a league bonus, I would assume. So
I'll find
out
the exact wording here, as you guys discuss.
So is it in the millions?
I don't think so.
Or is it less than that?
If I had to guess,
uh-huh.
if I was the league, knowing you got to pay a 52-man roster.
Right.
Okay, it's described as players on the winning team will receive a bonus of blank. Players on the losing team will receive a bonus of blank.
Right, that has to be a league bonus.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's just, hey, you've played these extra games.
We made a ton of money on this event thanks to your guys' performance. Here you go.
Yeah, maybe it's something from the players' union. I don't know the history of that.
Yeah,
it could be in the collective bargaining agreement that just they built it in.
Yeah, because there was just an article about somebody from one of the teams that lost in the divisional round that it was like he lost X amount of dollars by he stands to gain X amount of dollars by winning. But that was a personal contract thing.
Right, and there's a couple people that are... if you get traded, I think it's the 49ers kick or somebody. 49ers. That if the Patriots win, that player is going to get a bonus amount because the Patriots won and they traded him or released him or whatever.
It's got to be Garoppolo, right?
It's got to be Garoppolo.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Garoppolo would still get the bonus even though. Okay. Now, the real question is, does like Jay Ajayi get the bonus if the Eagles win?
I don't think.
I don't know.
I would think so. Somebody who started on another team that got traded to that team.
I don't know. This was... Yeah.
He also didn't
like
have
I said,
a bye
this
year, by the way.
I know.
Yeah, this is just two sentences.
We only know that because he was on both of our fantasy teams.
No, you're right. He didn't get a bye, but based on the way he played, he sat down a lot of weeks.
Yes, very true.
So, all right. So less than $1 million, you think?
If I was the league, I'd structure it. You make the playoffs.
Just think if it's a 53-man roster.
Right.
They're not going to pay out $53 million plus.
Right.
Well, so for the Super Bowl, I think you got that kind of expendable.
You guys are guessing.
Right. Is it less than $500,000?
My guess was going to be $500,000 if you win.
Okay.
$250,000 if you lose.
Okay.
And then like $100,000 for everybody that made the postseason or something along those lines.
Okay. I mean, that would be so much money. There's 12 teams that make the postseason. 10 of them making it's $5.3 million times 10 teams is $53 million.
Well, how much is a 30-second spot to the NFL right now for the Super Bowl? I mean,
well, if we know one thing about the NFL, they definitely want to pay their players.
I'm going to say $500,000.
I'm going in a different direction. I'm going to say that the winners of the Super Bowl get $100,000. The losers get like 30 or 40, something in that general vicinity.
Dun, dun, dun. Nick, you're really close. We traded facts today.
All right.
The winners will receive $107,000.
All right. Okay.
And the losers, $53,000.
$53,000. Okay.
Yeah, so you're really spot on. So now my follow-up question. The first Super Bowl, how much were they paid out?
Was there a league? So you're saying there was a league bonus for the first Super Bowl?
Yeah, so this is Super Bowl I. What's interesting is they didn't actually start calling it the Super Bowl until three, four years later. Actually, the fourth Super Bowl was the first one to use the official name as part of their promotional packages and things.
It was a league championship game.
Well,
yeah, the World Championship, the AFL, NFL championships, they called it, and they jokingly referred to it as the Super Bowl because Kansas City Chief owner Lamar Hunt, you know, his kids had a Super Bowl, and that's what it reminded him of. I don't know. You guys, you know the story.
I do love that story.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's not relevant.
Right.
Packers Jets in the first AFL NFL?
It was Packers,
it's definitely Packers
Chiefs.
Packers Chiefs sounds right.
Packers Chiefs for the one first... and two.
For one Correct. And two. And the Jets may have been three.
Jets were, yeah, Joe Namath.
Joe Namath, right.
Yeah, that was three.
Let the record show that the Philadelphia Eagles, although they have not won a Super Bowl, not yet, maybe till Sunday, were the only team to beat Vince Lombardi's Packers in the playoffs. But they just never played in the game when it was actually called the Super Bowl. So they won an NFL championship, but it wasn't called the Super Bowl at the time. Anyway.
Okay.
Bonus fact about Philadelphia Eagles. Anyway, any guesses as to the amounts? Dun, 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 dun.
I'll let you go first.
I'm going to say like $200.
$200?
For the winner?
For the winner.
Yeah, this is late 60s, so if that helps you.
This is late 60s.
I was going to guess $100.
$100, okay.
Yeah.
Final answers?
Yep.
The winners of Super Bowl I, the winning players received $15,000 bonuses.
Wow. Okay.
And the losers got $7.5.
All right. That's way higher than I thought it would
be. That's what I thought, too.
Yeah.
I thought $100K seemed about right, I guess.
On where it started and where it is now. Sure.
I guess, yeah.
Well, $15,000 for the first one and $100,000 for the 50, what are we on, three?
52?
Okay. 52, by the way, Super Bowl II, Packers Raiders.
Packers Raiders. Oh,
apparently
it wasn't Packers Chiefs.
Super Bowl I was Packers Chiefs.
Right.
I'm looking at Super Bowl II. It says Packers Raiders.
Okay.
Well, that was a long time ago.
Yep.
Cool. I actually have a secret phrase.
Okay.
Okay.
Shoot.
Bring it.
Right to bear firearms.
Okay.
So now I'm going to make everyone else say my pun, and you can walk out of the room as you say it if you want, or write it down. Whatever. Don't leave the room.
Absolutely. I'm already going to leave the room.
Yeah.
If Nick and Michael have to be uncomfortable, so do you, dear listeners.
Here we go. Ready?
That was the door opening and closing.
There you go.
Okay. Well, this has been the We Don't Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Michael. Nick has left the room.
Bye, Nick. And bye, people.